Okay, this is the first time I've done a live show, so bear with me if this. I'm literally just exploring this and seeing how this works out. But anyway, the idea of this live show is just to tell you a bit about myself and about my podcast and my channel. All the things I like 24. Now, we'll start off with that. That is simply what's in the title. Take away the 24 part, or even keep the 24 part. All the things I like, 24 is about all the things I like. And everything I talk about will come down to how I delve into it and look at the development aspects in the way of, positive psychology, or the way I look into elements of how I can learn from these experiences or progress from these experiences. And that's what fascinates me, because there's a reason why we do things. There's a reason why we react to certain things. And that's what I like to understand. It's not always about going like extremely deep. It can be very simple, but sometimes we don't pay attention to them simple cues. So I'm very interested in everything because it all leads to learning, doesn't it? When we think about what we're doing and understand why we've done it, it's a learning experience, however big or however small. So all the things I like, the reason I've come up with that name specifically is because I don't want to keep myself boxed in with just a small niche of anything. It could be anything that I'm interested in. We'll come and grab that. We'll look at that. And then we'll delve into it. Now, that could backfire because it could be like, well, there's too big a variation under all the things I like. And if that's the case, then that's the case. But I've got to be true to how I feel at the moment and how ultimately I want my channel to go. And that's how we're doing it at the moment. So there's nothing more deeper than that. There's nothing more complicated than that. It is all the things I like. And the 24 part is because it's 2024. So that's that first part about my journey. I started my self-development growth journey when I was 22 years old, I believe. So that was 18 years ago, which makes me 40 years old. So I started my journey when I was 22, and it all started from a book called Being Happy by Andrew Matthews. And I've bought every one of his books since. The magic of these books were they're very simple to understand, but he's managed to write them in a way where they appeal to young teenagers and to adults, and they're fun to read. And I find these books really good to go back to as a top up, just to remind me of the simple things and how to get that operating in my life again. So I read the Being Happy book when I was 22. My mentor lent me the book, and I couldn't stop reading it. And I love that book, but then I kind of just took my foot off the gas in the way of looking for new material and understanding new material to help me progress. But my mentor was quite pushy. He's like, no, you need to keep working on these things. You can't just read one book. You have to keep working on these things. You have to get into the habit of wanting to grow. You want to get into the habit of being curious. That was a cat jumping onto the table. Thank you very much. You have to be curious with these things that make you want to grow and improve yourself. And it has to be a habit. Like with everything, we have to get into the habit of doing something, even if it's something that's good for us. If it's not a habit or doesn't feel like a natural habit, we're not going to keep doing it. So my mentor pushed me to keep exploring avenues that will help me grow through development, reading books, watching videos and whatnot. And that was the first book. And from there, I became hooked with self-development and wanting to live a happier life and, helping me live a happier life. Because, like many people, I've had hardships, I've had hard times, and I haven't always known how to deal with it. And until I read this book or was even presented with this book, Being Happy, I didn't know there was a self-help genre, a self-development genre. I didn't know it existed. And I corrected myself very quickly there. I went from self-help to self-development. Because you'll find most books of this nature are called self-help books. But I don't like the title self-help because I think it implies there's something wrong with us that needs to be fixed or improved. Now, self-development for me is a different situation because self-development is a state we should always want to be in. We should always want to keep developing ourselves. If we're brilliant at something, let's carry on being the best we can be. If we're not very good at something, then we want to develop. But the term help, you know, I feel it implies that something is wrong and it needs to be amended, it needs to be fixed. And I don't think that's the right way to bring attention to improvement. I mean, if we do need help and there's books within this section, then that's fine, that's perfect. But even when I used to talk to people about these books, I'd be interested. And if the word self-help was mentioned, be like, well, I don't need help. And it would get people's back up. And I think it's even made me a bit defensive. So I'm not saying this genre can't be called self-help. I'm just saying for me, self-development is a much more appropriate word because development is a lifetime thing. For people to need help the whole life, I'm not sure if that's necessarily appropriate because making mistakes and growing isn't a help situation. It's a development situation, isn't it? So, yeah. So I'm happy to know that I'm going to be on this self-development journey for the rest of my life. I couldn't picture not, you know, podcasts I listen to, audiobooks, and read, and, you know, Kindle, reading my Kindle, reading paperback books. And it is all about growth for me. And it's fun knowing that I have the power to learn ways to improve myself. And that's what I try to feed to my kids, to teach them. And I want them to take that path in their own version, in whatever they need to do in life. I've done a couple of coaching courses and I wanted to be a life coach. And I paid for a very expensive life coach course, which was good, which was effective to a certain extent. I didn't complete the course, and it was with a huge worldwide organization. Let me slow it down. And it was by recognized by the highest institution in coaching. But like I said, I didn't finish the course, and there were certain aspects what I found along the way of this life coaching journey that I don't think is quite for me. I didn't find a lot of the people I interacted with genuine. And that's not an attack at anyone as such. But what I mean by that is, for me, the life coach journey was still a journey of growth and discovery for myself, and a journey along the way of where I've got lots of imperfections that I was happy to grow, to build on and to help me grow. I found a lot of other coaches wouldn't admit these other weaknesses. They felt they had to be the finished article. Many of them had that aura of, I am perfect, I'm above others, and that's not me. I want to keep growing along the way. I was happy to show you my wounds, to show you my vulnerabilities, because I know that these are what I want to work on, and that's what is exciting for me. And I just felt it was the life coaching experiences I had weren't in sync with me as a person. So being a life coach is no longer what I want to be, but I do love what I learned along the way. And then skills, there goes a cat back from the table up to the cupboard shelf. Thank you. But I do like what I learned along the way in certain aspects. So, and a bit more about me, I am a regular person. I'm a regular person who has a regular job, what I really enjoy. I really enjoy my job. I have a full-time job. I enjoy it. And my skills that I have learned from coaching and what I've learned and my knowledge I've learned through self-development books, whether it's audio or reading them, I've learned to apply them to my life, and I apply them in my work situation, in my day-to-day situations. And I think that's the beauty of self-development, because you can apply it wherever you are, whenever you need to. So, yeah, I hope that explains a bit about me and some of my journey. And the last but not least, my podcasts. We've had series one, we're on series two. Just trying to live a positive life. Again, this is, for me, it's a very grounded podcast, where in series one, I talk about the elements of positive psychology and how they can be used in our lives to better ourselves in situations, and how I've used them to better myself in situations. And I've tried to talk about them in a relaxed, down-to-earth way, a day-to-day way. And to make it clear, I am not a doctor, I am not a consultant, I am not a counsellor, a therapist. Everything I talk about is my opinions and my experiences. So it doesn't mean they'll work for you, but these are my experiences. And if they resonate with you, it might be something you've already done, it might be something you've considered doing. I would never tell you to do any of these things or anything I talk about, but they're food for thought, and they may create your own inspiration from hearing some of the things I talk about and the way I talk about them. And I hope to get to stages where there's interaction with you, the listeners. You know, you give me ideas, you tell me what you like, you tell me what you don't like, and we debate about it. We have a healthy discussion, and that's how we all grow. You know, that's what everything's about for me. I always want to be a student, and I always want to keep learning. It's so fun to keep learning. To ever be at that point where I feel I know it all, then there's something wrong. So, again, just trying to live a positive. And there goes the cat again. I think they're getting jealous. So just trying to live a positive life really is my experiences, especially series two, my experiences and when certain elements or thoughts come to my mind, I then think, hey, that's a good thing to talk about in an episode. Like, for example, episode one, more encouragement. Episode one, encouragement. Episode two, more resilience. Episode three, is my ego mucking with me? These are all experiences that you will hear, that once you listen to it, that it's been day-to-day situations, or it's been, wow, that moment in my life. And it's really triggered some good thoughts or some creative reflection. And I talk about it. And again, it's not about wrong or right. It's about how it's played a role in my mind or in my thoughts for that day. And I bring it to the table as thought and discussion. I'm finding this series really fun doing it. I'm enjoying it. I really want you to get on board and listen to what I have to talk about, and, you know, talk back to me about it and tell me your experiences. You know, I'm as real as I can in this. Some of the episodes are deep, but it's true and it's deep to me. I'm not glossing anything. I'm not over glamorizing it. It's me being true. It's me being vulnerable and letting you know things from my world and my perspective. So thank you for listening to this live. Jump on to the episodes. I've just done episode five. It's episode six next week, I believe. By next week, it is on every Wednesday, 3 a.m. UK time. So that's every Wednesday, 3 a.m. UK time. Just trying to live a positive life, season two. And I hope you catch up with me soon, or I catch up with you soon. Thank you for listening to this, and take care.